Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When's the last time your kids embarrassed you? 619-570-1973 with John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. I mean, it's just, it goes with the territory. If you're a parent, mm-hmm. and mostly a parent of young children.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you get to be kids Tammy's age, kids my age, or I'm sorry, Tammy's kids' age, my kids' age, we start embarrassing them.
Oh, sure, for sure.
But back in the day, they embarrassed us almost mm-hmm. every day.
Exactly.
Mark, how your kids embarrassed you?
All right. I was out with my 3-year-old son, and he's going through this phase where he wants to give everyone a high five. He's just really into high fives.
Okay. Yeah.
And he went up to this total stranger and said, "Can I high five your boobies?" And it was incredibly embarrassing, but luckily the woman was cool about it, and she laughed it off.
That sounds like Grayson back in the day.
That was Grayson back in the day, except he didn't ask.
Your boy was quite the groper.
He became a groper when I stopped breastfeeding him. Then every woman he was that would hold him, he's like,
This is a true story. We're at Tammy's sister's wedding reception, and we have a mutual friend who is rather well endowed in that area. And Grayson, I think he thought he was at Disneyland. I really do.
The look on his face, he
just...
I think he heard angels.
And next thing you know, he's like
he's in her lap. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Now, he was only 1.5, but still. Can't get away with it now.
No. Grayson, no. You're an 18-year-old man. You'll probably be arrested.
Yeah.
619-570-1973. Tina, how are you embarrassed by your kids?
I took my daughter shopping with me, and we approached the counter, and at that moment, she decided it was the perfect moment to throw up all over the counter. The counter came up, like, right under her chin.
Oh, no.
And the whole place got completely silent. No one said anything. Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
That's something you can't really laugh off at that point. At the grocery store.
Yeah.
all right, you got to have more. 619-570-1973. Maybe it happened yesterday. Maybe it happened 20 years ago and you want to relive it because you just can't forget it. When's the last time your kids embarrassed you? 619-570-1973. John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on San Diego's number one for new country KSON.
619-570-1973.
John is in Claremont. John, share with us last time your kid embarrassed you.
Well, when my daughter was, I'm not sure how old, kind of tiny, we used to always tell people, you know, when they'd ask us where she got her beautiful blonde hair from, had to be the mailman, flowing, long, blonde hair. Both my wife and I, brown hair. Well, when our daughter finally started telling people that she got her blonde hair from the mailman herself...
That's great. That's awesome.
I was trying to think of one of the most embarrassing things my kids have done, which there's been plenty of, but I think it was probably when my youngest daughter, I had to go to a parent-teacher conference, and she was there with us, and the teacher was saying, "Yeah, Morgan says you guys like to play games and do all this fun stuff," and my daughter goes, "We love playing Drunk Mickey." And I'm like, oh, my God.
What's Drunk Mickey?
Okay, so they had a giant stuffed Mickey Mouse.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, and they messed around with him. And one day he was upside down on the couch, and I think it was either my husband or my oldest kid said, "Oh, looks like Mickey's drunk." So they heard that, and then they would throw Mickey down and go, "Oh, it's Drunk Mickey." And I'm just looking at the teacher like, oh, my God, I swear.
Oh, and even worse, she's probably looking at you like, Very impressive.
So true, isn't it?
Thanks, John. Take care, man. 619-570-1973. Let's go to Katie in Imperial Beach. Katie, when's the last time your kid embarrassed you, like really embarrassed you?
This is really bad. I'm not sure if I can say this on the radio. It's kind of bad.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear it.
Let us be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Well, I was with my 3-year-old son. We were flying home, and it was not a great landing. It was kind of rough. And everybody was silent because it was a little scary almost. And my toddler, though, he decided to scream, "What the f***? That driver is driving like a crazy person."
Uh-oh. And right away you went, uh-oh, he's heard me in the car. He's heard me in the car. He's heard me in the car.
I want to say it's his dad's influence, but...
incidentally, I've done the research. No, you can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, you can't.
Just for future reference.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I bet you people laughed.
Yeah, oh sure. Oh, hard. Sure.
I know I would.
Yeah, exactly. Kids right. Repeat. Kids repeat.
Yeah, they can also spell, by the way, so don't bother that. I tried that recently. But yeah. I'm 16.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.